You note at the top of the report that we have about 78,000 children who live in New Orleans who are under the age of 18. That's as of 2013.
That's right.
That's a lot fewer than the number of children who lived in New Orleans before Katrina. But even though we have fewer children, we actually have about the same rate of child poverty. Is that right?
That's right.
Is that contrary to what a lot of people might expect?
We think it is contrary because New Orleans is supposed to be going through this so-called economic renaissance, and we didn't suffer as badly as far as the recession. We actually didn't lose as many jobs and actually gained more jobs in the nation. So we expected or hoped that child poverty would have improved as of 2013.
And so you say today about 39% of New Orleans children live in poverty. And how does that number, 39%, compare to other places in the U.S.?
We're about ninth in the nation compared to cities with populations of 275,000, between 275,000 and 600,000. But to put it in perspective, Cleveland has 54%. Toledo has 39.4%, and New Orleans is right next to Toledo at 39.1%.
But the difference being that our economy as a city
should be is much better than those cities.
So what does that tell us? There's like a discrepancy there, right?
Right. We looked at the wages in New Orleans, and you know, New Orleans is a touristy city. Our economy is based on tourism, but those jobs in that industry are lower paying jobs.
So basically, that's what it comes down to. We've got a bigger gap in wages here than in other cities?
Exactly.
And you link this issue of childhood poverty to outcomes in learning and development.
Right.
And I think that's important because we're seeing such a push in New Orleans to improve public education, putting all this money and effort into new models of teaching and schools. And yet, the poverty side of the equation isn't necessarily included in those reforms.
Right. If you don't address the poverty issue, you'll pretty much be taking two steps forward if you make improvements in public education, then two steps backwards or three steps backwards, because poverty can lead to toxic stress, and that chronic toxic stress disrupts child development, the developing brains of children. And then you have long-term lasting negative effects of that chronic stress on the developing brains, on the eventual outcomes of these children.
So is it mostly a wages issue, a jobs issue for the parents?
Right. It's a combination of jobs issue, wages, quality jobs, but not just jobs being there, but connecting poor people to those jobs. You know, if you build it, they will come. That's not the case. There are so many barriers with poor families that keep them from getting to great jobs. Everything from transportation to not having lunch money to not even have shoes. I was working with a young man and he wanted to go to a graduation. He was graduating from Cafe Reconcile, but he didn't have any shoes. You know, simple things like that.
Why do you think this research is important at this particular time in New Orleans?
Because I think New Orleans is ready. We have a lot of major initiatives. There's a lot of talk about NOLA for Life, for example. BCM is funding a youth master plan. People are trying to figure out, okay, what can we do to help as many children be the best that they can be? And I think that the time is right. The energy, the synergy is there.
Vicky Mack is Senior Research Fellow at the Data Center. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.